When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, guys, this is it.
This is it?
This is it. We are done with the show after this episode.
Yeehaw.
We...
Hell yeah, brother.
I'm just going to get fucking into it.
I needed that from a Bailey's point. I needed a Bailey. Hell yeah, brother. Cause
hell yeah, brother.
Thank you, Bailey.
There we go.
I needed that last.
So, this is... I've been trying to think for weeks what I wanted to say to this. And the number one thing I want to say is thank all of you.
Yeah.
Thank all of you that have supported us over the years.
Listen to us fucking get drunk, be fucking stupid.
Talk true crime and cryptids and all around spooky shit. Fantasize
about cryptids.
Which cryptid would you fuck?
That was... the topic of many episodes.
Are we really going to talk about that? I've got a list.
Yeah.
What about you, Bailey? Which cryptid would you fuck?
I don't know. We went over this like last time. I think the one of the alien ones.
There you go.
Long fingers.
Yep. Yeah. Flatwoods monster. God. Oh, God. But yeah. This is going to be our last entry.
I love how you ask Bailey and then don't ask me.
I already know you.
Me as well.
The Jersey Devil.
Let me see your horse head.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
Big old fucking demon mule cock.
Okay.
Fucking tell. But yeah, so just
did you have to pause on that for a second?
I did. So just an update on what's going on, right? Because we wanted to make this episode because you guys deserve an explanation, and I don't want to ghost you guys. So, around the end of May, Sam talked to us and was like, my life's hectic right now. I'm too busy to do the show. And fine. Cool. But then when I was doing all the editing and research and everything like that, for all the stuff we had planned, I kind of had a tad bit of a nervous breakdown. So it kind of made me reevaluate some things. Because as we all know, my brother was doing the editing for the show. He passed away in February. So I took on the editing. And it kind of just spread me way too thin. So that leads us to this. We just don't have time. We don't have the time.
Yeah.
To do the show right now. And we're not saying this is goodbye forever, but it's goodbye for now. So, do you guys have anything you want to say?
Well, I do have something to say to our listeners. Thank you so much for being with us and seeing the changes and the growth that we've had. And we just appreciate you guys so much. And thank you for following us and seeing us our ups and downs. It's so good. And your comments are always like appreciated. We love you guys so much. And the fact that you guys missed us, like we were like, oh, nobody's going to notice that we're missing for 2 months on a hiatus. But
Yeah, we kind of got a little depressed.
It's very heartwarming to know that so many people appreciate...
Reached out.
Yeah, and know what we do and know that we do it from a fun place. And when my biggest thing when Eric and me and we were talking about it before, like, and Bailey, we were like, what's fun to us? Like, what makes it fun to us? And you guys make it fun to us. The research makes it fun to us. The things we're talking about makes it fun to us. And our group and our... like community makes it fun to us, and those are all great, but when we don't have the time to make it fun and it feels forced, it's not fun anymore, and it feels like, oh, we have to record, oh my god, we have to record, we have to, and that's not fun for us, and it's not fun for you guys, because you're not going to get a good product from us at all. You're going to get sleepy, fucking grumpy, and fucking let's get the shit the fuck over it, which isn't fair to you guys, and I just want you guys to know that, like, we have put all of our hearts and souls into this show. Like, from, I mean, good God, we moved from a townhouse and brought the show here and had to record with literally the bare minimum of equipment to just get it done.
And, yeah, it was just checking the box for a hot minute.
And we grew to have, you know, like, a good following. And then Bailey, like, hey. Eric reaching
she
out
came in
to
clutch.
Bailey reaching, like... We appreciate you so much for coming on to this. I know it's like on the back end of it, but...
Yeah, here for just, a good time, not a long time.
But we, like I said, we could end up doing something else.
Yeah.
But
I definitely think we should.
No, absolutely.
We definitely will.
I just want
will.
You to know that, like, I hate that you came at the end of the show, but God, you have made, like, brought so much life and fun aww. Into it that we...
You really have.
You really have. Like, thanks. You have brought so much... fun, and like when all four of us were here, it was a fucking time. I want you guys to know that, like, it was a fucking time, and it was so much fun. Eric's rolling his eyes over there, but it was
like, not fun for him. It was like, fuck
yeah, it was,
but it made
it, just, it let's gain it, up on Eric. I didn't stand a chance. I was swimming in the goddamn estrogen ocean.
But it made it interesting, and I know our followers liked it because the fucking views showed it, and you guys fucking showed out for it, and I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for being with us through the beginning, the changes, and possibly the end. We don't know what we're doing now. We're all in, like, our own artistic little direction, and we just love you guys. Thank you so much for being here with us.
We definitely, like I said, this is goodbye for now.
Ta-ta for now.
Creeps in the Crypt is going back in the crypt, because honestly, without Sam here, it's just not Creeps in the Crypt. And it won't be. So we need to reassess, go to the drawing board, figure something new out. And whatever the new show is, we will post the episodes on this same podcast feed. So we'll make an announcement on our Instagram, Facebook, all that. We'll change everything over. So all the old episodes will still be here, but it'll be a different show.
Yeah, I mean, and at least the good news is that we are going to have enough time to hopefully come up with something that's really cool, maybe come up with, like, something that's new, different.
And that's, like, just...
And a good
everybody's
concept,
on that. Yeah,
you know?
And I wanted everybody to be
on the same page.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want everybody to be on the same artistic page with us, because mm-hmm. this is an art for us. Like, we do this for fun. We don't do this for money or... I mean, we do this out of our fucking house. Like, this is fun to us. Like, we enjoy it. And if it's not enjoyable, we don't want to do it. Like, you know, so it's with anything. If you don't have fun with it, it's not fun anymore. But this has always been a thing that Eric has enjoyed. He's brought me into it. Now he's brought fucking Sam into it. And then Bailey is on into it as well. And it's we just love you guys.
I mean, we've been podcasting nonstop since 2019
through the COVID.
Yeah,
so we have it in, like,
I just started now. I have, like,
you got the itch.
I got a podcast itch.
I know, but it's so much fun to, like, talk to these people, and, like, they love the shit out of you, Bailey. Yeah. I want you to know that. Like, they always are like,
we get nothing but kind words.
Yes, they're like, aww, when are you guys recording? I love the feedback when we first started. and switched over from the old show, and people were like, we love the concept, it's amazing, you know, whatever. And then we did it for a couple of years, and then when Sam had some scheduling conflicts and then we brought you on, people were like, wait, hold on a second, who's the new person? Like, we love this. This is
fucking, a little spice.
It was some fucking Bailey spice.
Definitely changed the dynamic, and it was great. And we have a great dynamic in such a short time, and it just, you know, it's unfortunate, but things happen.
Schedules happen.
I just don't think that it would still be Creeps in the Crypt without Sam here. And honestly, you know, like I said, we're just a little burned out. Like, I definitely am burned out. So
I can scratch my itch with streaming, so.
Yeah, Bailey is on Twitch. How many nights a week now?
I'm trying to...
Oh, make sure you drop your Twitch link for the listeners so they can...
Yeah, it's just Blissful Bailey.
Make sure you guys are following Blissful Bailey.
It's, I do it Sunday nights. Dude, I suck at fucking having a schedule. But if you turn, like, notifications on, then you'll get notified whenever I go live. But I'm trying to do Sunday, Mondays.
Okay.
This seem to be the days that are working out the best. Usually around, like, 10-ish Eastern time. Might change. Subject to change.
There you go.
Star. Asterisk.
And I've kind of thrown myself into music lately, so I'm probably going to pursue that a little bit.
And Eric has thrown me into music with him.
Well, I bought her a bass so she could play with me.
Bass babe.
So we can play at the house. But
I have a shirt that says that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Make you one.
Oh, you will?
Yeah. I got a cricket.
I'll continue.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I forgot about that.
I'm a cricket mom. Mm.
Adorable. There you go.
I have no children.
Well...
You have kitties.
Yeah.
It counts.
Just make shirts for your cats.
They puke and shit, just like
kids. What'd you guys do to the scum?
Nothing.
Look at the wrapper.
What happened to it?
Is there acid on this?
No.
No, but we did lose... Remember when we lost all our air conditioning up here? For a little bit?
Sweaty gum.
Yeah, it like melted.
It melted on its own, I promise.
Yeah. It does get hot up here.
Yes, it does.
But... Yeah, I mean, that's where we're at. You know, I wanted to talk about some conspiracy shit tonight, but I was like, you know, that might,
I think you're just sharing, like, moments of, like, fun.
Yeah, I mean, look, I started this because I loved true crime and cryptids and the paranormal, and I still do.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't get me wrong. It's just...
The house decor says it all.
Yeah. I just don't think that now's the time to just hammer down and just work through it. That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
And we'll go back to the drawing board after this summer and hopefully figure something out. It'll definitely, whatever the new show is, won't be as strenuous as of a recording schedule. So there's that. But yeah, we just wanted to give you guys an update. This is going to be a really short, sweet, to the point episode. And I just wanted to thank all of you.
Yes.
Like, for real.
Agree.
And on a side note, make sure you guys follow us on our socials, see what we're doing. I know, obviously.
Follow us individually.
Yeah,
we still exist.
You can still follow us individually. Like, Bailey, please make sure you guys support her on her Fortnite loving self. a bit on the other side of that during COVID, where there was nothing else to do but play Fortnite. Yeah. So I appreciate it.
I'm going to start playing other games too. I'm thinking like Dead by Daylight.
I want to see you play Elden Ring.
Okay. Oh my God. Just start
streaming. Everybody wants to see me play something different, and I don't know what to do.
Elden Ring's hot right now.
Yeah.
The new DLC just came out.
Well, so is, I don't know. There's a bunch of games. People in my fucking...
Wait, you have Xbox, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are sending your like fun stuff to play.
Yes, definitely send me fun stuff. And, you know, I definitely want to say thank you as well for like being so welcoming and for, you know, having me here.
Of course.
And letting me come in and add a little spice.
Oh, yeah.
And it has definitely been fun.
So this isn't like us like handing off Bailey as like a foster child. Like, she will always be welcome here.
She is not invited over anymore.
No, she is always invited over.
Even after you broke my sink sprayer.
So earlier, guys, I was
spraying off the dishes from dinner. So I was trying to be like,
play fucking wet t-shirt contest with me.
Yeah, you know, add a little spice. But I was trying to be a nice house guest, and I fucking sprayed down the dishes, and then the sprayer got stuck and squirted.
Yep, soaked the kitchen.
Yep, and me.
And Eric. Me.
And the floor. And the wall.
And the wall.
And the fridge. Kitties.
I think there was a kitty involved in that.
There might have been.
There was.
Guess who didn't get sprayed?
Who?
Me.
Fucking bullshit. Oh, my God. Well, guys, I just want to thank you all again. We love you guys. And just, yeah, stay in touch with us.
Do you want to drop your own, social? Since we're not dropping the Creeps in the Crypts.
I mean, all our socials are in our bio on Creeps in the Crypt.
Okay.
So
you can follow me on Irritating Limits.
Mine's Blissful Bailey on all platforms.
Yep. Mine's pretty much that on all platforms.
Mine's XL Diablo Blanco, which is my Xbox gamer tag.
You guys can start watching me and my creepy ass chickens.
Yeah. Chicken content coming soon.
Chicken podcast.
Accurate.
They just
let's squawk hens.
Let's all talk about laying eggs. What does it feel like?
Jesus fucking Christ.
You are the only one in this room who has laid an egg.
No. You just lay ones that aren't fertilized.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, and on that note, guys, that's been Creeps in the Crypt.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
Love you guys.
It's a wrap. So, like I said, just pay attention to what we're doing. Hopefully by next year, we'll have something figured out.
We got
to
say our things.
Oh, yeah. And until we meet again, guys, stay spooky.
Stay creepy.
Stay strange.
And, yeah, we'll see you around.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.